Welcome to Everybody Can, a conversation about volunteers and volunteer opportunities in Jefferson and Clallam counties. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen, career counselor and committed community volunteer. Our show is inspired by the words and spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King. Everybody can be great because everybody can serve. We bring you information about the people who volunteer, serve on boards, donate, and sometimes just show up to build what King called a beloved community. And indeed, this region reflects a beloved community in the number of folks committed to serving. Today, we have a couple of special folks here from the Quimper Unitarian Program. I think it's more formally called the Chetsamoka Interpretive Trail. We have Celeste Dybeck and Liz Burden. Welcome.
Thank you. Hello.
So we're talking about a wonderful program that was the brainchild of an outreach of the Quimper Unitarian Church. Celeste, could you tell us a little bit more about the Chetsamoka Interpretive Trail, how it came to fruition?
Well, sure. At our church, QUUF, we have a subcommittee called Social Injustice, and under that is another subcommittee called Native Connection Action Group, and it was their idea to come up with the Chetsamoka Trail to build a historical walking and biking trail. So enter Liz and I. So we took the ball and ran with it.
So when you came up with this proposal at the, tell me one more time, the action group again, Native American Action Group?
Native Connection Action Group.
So you yes, Liz.
Actually, we had an idea, but it wasn't our place to start the project. The tribe had to decide that this was a good thing to do. We thought it would be a good thing to do, but
this was
related to tribal stuff, so we just sent Celeste over.
That's an important correction. Now, you mentioned you sent Celeste over because you are a Sklallam tribal elder. Is that correct?
Correct.
And so this was an idea that was a proposal the church was thinking about for connecting our community to a more robust understanding of Native American culture.
Exactly.
So how did it go, Celeste?
I went to visit. I had made an appointment with the tribal chairman, and it went very well. He liked the idea of, quote, "indying up Port Townsend."
Oh. I've not heard that
was
term.
Just a little joke. Okay. So we all chuckle about that. And I happened to be there the same day that Scott Oliver and Jake Beatty were also there talking about what's going on tribally at the Maritime Center. That's a whole nother story. But we'll let Jeff Beatty and Scott Oliver talk about that. So I made the proposal to Ron that we create a walking and biking trail here in Port Townsend to tell the history of our last hereditary chief, Chief Chetsamoka. Correct pronunciation, Sklallam pronunciation, is Cheatsmahan.
Cheatsmahan.
Cheatsmahan. And he liked the idea and recommended that I connect with Leanne Jenkins, the planning director, and Betty Oppenheimer, the communication specialist, and David Brownell, the cultural specialist.
And these are all people within the organization, the Sklallam tribe?
Yes, yes.
And then, of course, so you've got a proposal. It's being embraced by the tribe. And it's something that was an idea of Quimper Unitarian. And who are the other agencies that you've now had to interweave to begin the process of identifying a trail?
Well, let's back up a little bit. We have with the tribe's assistant, pinpointed 16 points of interest.
Well, this is the more interesting part. Who cares about who's involved? I want to know about what is on that trail and how do I get there?
But when you look at all the spots on the trail, we have a state park, a county park, a city park, a federal building, a privately owned building.
Oh, my goodness. Navigating agencies.
Yes. So we had to First, we met with the city. We had a client assistance meeting to get their approval to go move forward with this project, and they said yes. So then we had to go to each of the entities to ask permission to put a sign on their property.
Wow, talk about tenacity. So about when did this start, Liz?
It was early spring of 2017, I think, March
of 17.
Yeah,
last year.
No, 18. I started meeting with the tribe in the fall of 2017.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. You've made a lot of traction in a year. Well, let's help our listeners understand a little bit more about the trail itself. Now, Liz, you come to this project with significant trail blazing, if I will.
Yes,
background.
I've spent years loving trails and helping to develop them. So this was a natural for me. And part of the reason that we suggested a trail was that I was sitting on the Native Connections Action Group and said, well, why don't we do a walking and a bicycling trail as part of our idea? But the tribe just picked that right up and said that they wanted this to be a visual and physical trail. So the visual part are the beautiful signs, and Celeste will talk about that more. But we have walking trails, and we have it's actually a route because it's on existing sidewalks, and we are going to use some actual trails that are here in Port Townsend. So there is a 3-mile and a 6-mile walking route, and then there's a 12-mile bicycling route.
And this all reflects a Chetsamoka, or say one more time for me, Celeste.
Chetsamahan.
This reflects Chief Chetsamahan's life and locations that he did significant parts of his life?
Plus just the Sklallam culture that he was a part of.
I see.
Many of the points will retell stories about Sklallam legends or what they were doing when they lived here.
Wow. I know that when we talked earlier, Celeste, you had mentioned when we were talking about waypoints and locations on it, we got to talk a little bit about the history, and you'd mentioned Indian Island. It had not occurred to me that Indian Island is indeed called that because that's where displaced Indians and Chief Chetsamoka ended up there later in his life.
But that
is not necessarily on the trail. That's mentioned, or
it's mentioned on the trail at the Union Wharf stop.
Oh, interesting.
And we hope to have a pair of binoculars at that stop so you can look over to Indian Island.
Now, Liz, can you kind of take us through the highlights if we're going to walk through in our mind's eye where we're starting and what kinds of historical tidbits we might run across? I think this is a fabulous, fabulous opportunity for us to share culture.
Everything starts at Chetsamoka Park. That's number one.
Okay.
And then it heads downtown via Point Hudson.
Okay.
And then we have actually 5 signs downtown.
Wow.
Yeah.
In the Water Street area.
Right. Mm-hmm. And Washington Street.
I see.
Both points of interest. We go all the way down to the Union Wharf, where we tell that story. And then we go up the hill to the post office. And there are 2 signs up there, one that overlooks the ferry dock. They wanted to tell a little story about that. And then a lot of people don't know, but the columns in front of the post office are carved. The faces of Chetsamoka, his brother Closten, his wife Shihamitsa, and his second wife Chilil are in those columns.
This is a wonderful activity. I'm thinking about when you have guests in town, what a great thing to do is to find these waypoints and these unusual pieces of information that we don't know much about. So leaving the post office, where do we go next?
The 3-mile route goes straight up the hill on Van Buren up to a waypoint where you can see in 4 directions mountains. You see Baker looking down Blaine Street. You see Rainier looking down Van Buren Street. If you turn around, look the other way on Blaine, you see the Olympics. And when you look to the north, you can actually see the Saanich Peninsula, Vancouver Island.
Oh, my.
It's pretty distant, but you can make it out.
And that was special to the Sklallam tribe as well?
Well, we are going to talk about the fact that they had to navigate. They didn't have compasses, and we're going to tell the actual names of those points. So those were navigation points for them. Absolutely.
I see.
Absolutely.
And do you go further afield towards
the 3-mile will go back down to Chetsamoka Park. The 6-mile loop for walking and bicycling will take off toward Katai Lagoon Nature Park. And they have a sign there talking about the Katai Valley, which we know as San Juan Valley.
Mm-hmm.
But they talked about Katai Valley because the Katai means pass through. And they used that valley, which had a lot more water and wetland and swamps, to drag their canoes through up to North Beach to get around Point Hudson. They didn't want to paddle around Point Hudson.
So all of that due to the rough waters. I see. And yes. All of these stories, Celeste and Liz, are they going to be on there in English and then as well in the Sklallam?
Probably just in English.
In English. Will there be additional information, you know, for us if we wanted to know more about this tribe or know more about Chetsamoka?
Yes. We're also hoping to create a booklet that will tell more in depth each story. And we hope to accompany that story with a photo. And also we'll have QR codes posted on the sign.
Fantastic.
So you can...
Fantastic.
Get online, etc.
And Liz, you wanted to add.
The Jamestown Sklallam Tribe has a wonderful website. And it's got Sklallam words. It's got pictures of their artifacts. It's got their history. And it will have a special place for the Chetsamoka Trail, where we will tell the longer stories of each site. Each sign can only hold 100 words.
Oh,
and so some of these stories take, you know, a couple pages.
Mm-hmm.
So the QR codes will have those longer stories, and we will also publish a booklet.
Now, if you're listening to Everybody Can, we typically talk about volunteer opportunities, and we don't want to forget that opportunity to talk about it. Celeste and Liz are here from the Quimper Unitarian and also the Sklallam Tribe, and they're efforting to build a Chetsamoka Interpretive Trail. Can you tell us a little bit about the opportunities to engage with this project? Where our listeners are looking for a moment or a volunteer opportunity, how might they get involved?
Absolutely. We really don't want to surprise the neighbors on the route. So we will be publishing information about where it goes. And we really need neighborhoods to say, oh, we're really interested. We would love to learn more. And we will come out with a little presentation that talks all about its history and where it goes. The presentation lasts about a half an hour.
So we would want to know if we're on your route as a neighborhood. Do you have a website for someone to reach out to you or an email?
We have an email.
We have two emails.
Yes.
So I'm imagining, I don't know if my home is on that trail, but I'd like to host one of those neighborhood meetings. How would I reach you?
You can reach me at buckwheat@cablespeed.com or Liz at...
WP as in Whiskey Papa Burden at AOL.com.
Okay, so our listeners, buckwheat@cablespeed.com, you'll reach Celeste Dybeck, and Liz Burden is at WP's and Paul Burden at AOL.com. And they would just reach out to you and say, hey, I wanted to learn more. How can I host a neighborhood gathering? And then at some point, imagine, will you be looking for volunteers to mount these signs? About what's your timeline look like for this?
Our timeline, we hope, well,
you have, do you
that's
have
an
a
interesting
little,
question.
Do you have a grand opening that you're hoping for?
We're hoping to have our ribbon cutting on June 29th, 2019, and of course, at Chetsamoka Park. We will confirm that this Friday, and we do have to pay for the signs. The tribe very kindly is paying for all the permits. They're paying for all their people to do all the research to verify that all the stories are true. The Bud Turner in the Carving Shed has designed our signs.
That's awesome.
Which we love. They're metal. They're cutouts of a salmon at the top. And you can see daylight through the cutout salmon. They'll have the number.
You have some fundraising, I imagine, you're doing.
Well,
and opportunity for folks to donate to purchase a sign, perhaps?
Absolutely. Each sign costs about $1,500. So we're hoping to finish all of our fundraising between now and the end of the year, get our signs made in January, February, and then install the signs in the spring, and then have our ribbon cutting ceremony June 29th.
And we have a special opportunity that I want Celeste to talk about. We have a matching donor.
So, tell us, Celeste.
Oh, well, my very favorite son-in-law, his company, Harbor Wholesale, has... He offered to be a matching donor up to $12,500. Oh, so we have till the end of the year to raise $12,500 so his company can indeed match it. So
okay,
that's
folks.
Our goal.
So you have an email you can reach these folks at for donating. And do you have a fundraiser that's actively going at this point that folks can reach you to donate to? Or do you're raising funds at this time, right?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
We have a post office box.
Okay.
They can write to the Native Connections Action Group at P.O. Box 303 in Port Townsend.
No, checks are written out to QUUF.
Oh, yes.
And in the memo line, you put Chetsimoka Trail.
Right. Okay. So right. let's make sure we have this correct. It's people can make donations by check to
QUUF, and in the memo line, put Chetsimoka Trail, or
okay.
just Chet Trail.
Chet Trail. Okay.
Chet Trail. And it's P.O. Box
303.
Okay. Right. Okay. And then at some point, I imagine people would like to see these signs or get a better idea of, is there any visual portal or place that folks can get more information? You mentioned the Sklallam website for Native American information in general, but
we don't have a website yet.
Okay. Well, I like the way you run, lean and focused, focused on a trail.
But we can put pick up pages at the Historical Society, because they are supporting this effort, and at all visitor center informations.
Oh, that's
because this is
good
the draft, mm-hmm. and there is a map on the back, and this is proposed sites, so it's all in draft state, but this will explain.
Okay.
And also, you asked earlier about who is supporting the project.
Yes.
The City of Port Townsend is supporting us, the Port of Port Townsend is supporting us, Friends of Fort Worden, of course, Quimper, Unitarian Universalist.
You've got community behind you. Yes,
the
fully.
Historical Society. Who am I missing,
Liz? The Friends of Fort Worden
okay.
are going to pay for a sign and help us with our wayfinding through the fort.
Well, listeners, I would strongly encourage you to reach out to either of these ladies. They've got a fantastic draft of what they hope this interpretive trail will portray. They have a map to let you know initially where they're intending some of these signs, and they are looking forward to sharing this information in neighborhood gatherings. Of course, if it's in your heart and mind to donate directly to this fund, there's no time like now with a matching fund of $12,500. Ladies, thank you so much for joining me today. I really am so excited to see this kind of trail come through the city and beyond. And is there anything that we left out for our listeners where they might be able to connect or understand more fully? You guys are just running full steam ahead with all this support.
Well, we are speaking to most of the service clubs in the next month and a half. So if you belong to a service club, we'll probably be talking about this trail.
Well, again, thank you, Celeste and Liz, for coming out and for your heart for this community and bringing our Native American culture more closely to us. Especially at this time of year, it's really exciting to reflect on how this whole place came to be with the help of Chief Chetsimoka.
And Missy, thank you for having us. And I have to say, I loved your Martin Luther King quote in the very beginning.
Well, I didn't come up with it. My predecessor, Sheila Ramsey, is the one who found that quote. And is it not the case?
It's
absolutely
perfect.
Just one little bit. That's all it takes. Everybody can. Well, I thank you again for joining me today. And I'd like to also thank our programming manager, Larry Stein, and all of the incredible volunteers that work hard to bring eclectic music, local news, and conversations to us here on the North Olympic Peninsula. You can also join us on the web at kptz.org. Everybody Can is a production of KPTZ 91.9. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen. Our sound and editing today is in the expert hands of Jared Dufresne, one of our many dedicated volunteers at KPTZ. Now go out, get involved, and make it a great day.